Hey, is this Michael?
Hello? Yeah.
Hey, it's Joelle with Bank of Cardiff again. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good. I got the underwriters to take a look at your file again for the capital loan. They're asking if you do you have June's bank statement yet?
So I have it yet.
Yeah.
Probably can get it. Why? What do they need?
Okay. It's just looking at the bank statement that you sent over previously. The ending balances are, pretty low. So we wanted to see if, you had a better ending balance, this month or last month.
Okay.
And then, so that way we can get you, because basically what we do is we look at your bank statement and make sure you're able to afford the loan, because we don't want you to overextend your business and, things like that. But looking at the bank statement, with the ending balance of a few hundred bucks here and there, it doesn't look like it will be like something that'll be, ideal for you. But if you're, how does your June, do you know how your June ended up?
Probably with like 25 to 30,000, I think.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would definitely help your file. So yeah, let me take a peek at that, and then also, it also helps your file because I told them about your second store that you currently have. It would actually help your file if we take a look at those bank statements too. Would you be opposed to sending me the bank statements for that location?
Not really, but I really want this to stand on its own, you know what I mean? What is wrong?
Yeah, for sure. Do you know how the bank statements look like for that second location?
Probably like 15, 20 in there.
Okay, and then like gross sales about like more than 10,000 a month.
Gross, I mean, it's another $1 million store. It's like
Oh,
1.2 million.
nice. Okay. Are you the 100% owner on for the second store too?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah, because it would definitely help your file out to see more ins and outs. So if you could send those over too, I can have the underwriters evaluate your file again. Okay. I'll send you an email from my email so that way you can just send it directly to me since Nicole's not here. And then once I get it, I can shoot it over to the underwriters.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just give me a call if you have any questions.
Okay.
All right.
So, my other account is like, separate entity, and I usually like to try to keep the businesses separate in terms of any loans or anything.
Yeah, for well, the you said the POS system is for that location, right?
Well, it's for both locations, but
Oh, I see.
yeah.
Oh, so it's 30,000 for both the locations, so about 15K each.
It's like 20 each. It's like
20 each. Oh, okay.
40,000 total, yeah.
Okay, 20K each for POS systems. Okay. Well, the more information we have, the better the file is. So if you're not a, you know, if you're okay with us looking at the second location too, you can send over the banks. I don't want to, twist your arm to have you do something that you don't want to do,
Well, I mean, I just, the thing I'm a little disappointed in, I turned all this information in like early last week, and now, had I not even called today, you guys probably wouldn't even be still working on it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to make it better now since, I'll take over the file or work alongside with Nicole on this file and try to expedite as much as possible for you.
Let me go grab the other statement, and then I'll email it to you.
Okay, sounds good. I'll send over an email so you have mine's.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and send that to me, and then I'll get over and take care of this.
Okay.
Over to you.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll look out for it. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye.